Hey, guess what?
What?
This is episode 75.
A Diamond Jubilee.
It is a Diamond Jubilee. I didn't think I'd get this far. It took me... Oh, God. When did I start? I started this motherfucking thing in like 2017.
You've seen some shit.
I've seen some shit. I talked to them shit. I know the format's a little different, but we're still here.
We're still here.
All right. Episode 75. Ego and Vice.
You got a real attitude problem, McFly. You're a slacker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Happy anniversary to me. Happy anniversary to you.
Congratulations. I send this in text so all the confetti and shit falls on all over you.
Yeah, yeah. I started this podcast 75 episodes ago as a way of trying to talk to local people, stuff like that. You know, like I had local musicians, and the format has always been on Ego and Vice to have like guests on. And I did that for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I had tons of amazing guests, from Ty Hall to Chris Landry to Slow Tom, legendary Slow Tom, to Muffler Crunch, you name it. You know, you go back through the archives of Ego and Vice, all 75 episodes. And my goal was just to like have people on that were part of the Ottawa scene. It didn't have to be music all the time.
No.
You know, because I had like... I had people from business, local businesses like Meow That's Hot. That was a cool kind of mix episode though, because Larry from Meow That's Hot is also in the band
Slim and Popular.
Slim and Popular. So it was good like that. Or Heiko's Hot Sauce.
Mm-hmm.
I had Heiko's Hot Sauce on. I've had people from the Ottawa Theater Group, and that's how you really, really are strongly involved in Ego and Vice as well.
Yeah, I...
Other than being the new co-host. Not even new co-host. I don't mean to say that, but if we're talking about the origins of Ego and Vice, you weren't technically... you were always behind the scenes, but you were never on air.
I was on mic. Yeah, no, so. I was never front and center. I joined up how many episodes ago?
I don't know. It's been...
It's been a time.
Well, here's the thing. Here's what happened is that Ego and Vice was going strong, and then the pandemic hit.
Yes.
And the way I would do episodes is I'd have people over to Southhead Studio, which is my house.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd sit down and we'd shoot the shit and we'd record an episode. And then the pandemic hit and it got to a point where it was just like, well, nobody can come over. And I don't have the I've done some phoners and stuff like that to have people like over the phone. But during the pandemic, nothing was happening.
No.
I know I had Mike from Nihilocerous and Ian Tomley from Jesus Christ, Voice of Addiction, Chicago and New York on the show just to like talk about how things were in America during the start of the pandemic. But that was really the last guests that we had. And you came on board around that time where it was just like, I can't do this by myself because I can't,
Yeah, you couldn't sustain just like, just you yourself shouting into the void.
Hang on. Proceed.
That's some good Foley work. Yeah, you sort of brought me on because you realized, like, I think you did a couple solo Ego and Vice shows and you weren't having a good time with it. You weren't enjoying it as much without having someone to like talk to.
Well, my I think that's my thing is like I enjoy, like I talk all the time. Like I always have something to say about something, but I always like to have something to bounce it off of other than just a mirror. You know what I mean? Where because then it's just me talking to myself. But it was a natural fit because we had a podcast prior to Ego and Vice, mm-hmm. which actually started the podcasting, which was called The Ohio and Irish Show with our what do you call it when it's like the names are our alter egos, our wrestling gimmicks.
Yep,
we had our gimmicks, Ohio Jones and
do you mind?
And Irish Goodwin, mm-hmm. right? And that podcast went for at least 40 episodes, I believe.
Yeah,
and then life takes weird twists and turns. And we didn't want to stop that podcast, but we kind of had to for certain sensitivities of certain things. Mm-hmm. And then Ego and Vice, I just carried it on. And now we're both on Ego and Vice, and the pandemic is ending.
It is?
And all, well, yes, I think it is.
Okay.
In my brain, it is. And now I can have people back in South Hood studio again to continue like the original idea of Ego and Vice. And because all that bullshit turnaround, spin around, touch toes, hokey pokey bullshit is done with us, we can totally record episode 41 of the Ohio and Irish Show. All the shit is still set up.
It is.
There's no reason why we can't do that.
Yeah. Go back to what we're watching, what we're playing, what we're eating.
Yeah, that was a very cultural, like, not cultural.
It was a little hedonistic, which I enjoyed.
No. What's the word I'm looking for? It was sub pop. No. What do you call like when you talk about like what's going on in the world, or like what's going on in like. Your life when it comes to video games, when it comes to like...
Pop culture! Hey!
That's what did I... What did I say? Sub pop? So, Ohio and Irish was very more...
pop culture.
Pop culture than Ego and Vice is.
Yeah.
Ego and Vice is very pinpointed around... It's not about me telling you about my day and like what I ate that day or like what video game I'm playing. It's more about the guest that's on the show.
Yes.
Whereas Ohio and Irish was more about us just saying, hey, anyone want to be a serial killer? Me too.
Is that what you think the Ohio and Irish show was?
I think it was. And if it didn't devolve or evolve into that at that point, I think it was about to.
Is that a shot at my character?
But also, if someday I decide to be a serial killer,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't tell people on Ego and Vice that. I would go to the Ohio, I would wait for the Ohio and Irish show to tell people that. Oh, by the way, I'm going to become a serial killer. I just haven't built up the nerve yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
You got to wait for the right, the right medium.
Yeah, and since from what I've heard, and since I've been talking to all the like my peers, all the other killers, like the killers.
I was going
to
say the other serial killers.
You just got to get by the first one, and then it becomes easier and easier. Yeah. So I'm going to take that advice.
Yeah.
And but I'll let you guys know. So hang tight, and check out the Ohio and Irish show whenever the hell that launches. But we will let you know when it launches at some point.
Yeah, I mean. Right now, we want to focus on Ego and Vice, and now that things are starting to open up again, people are starting to do creative projects again. Like, ideally, we want to bring those people in either electronically or in person now that everybody's getting all vaccinated. And, yeah, and just start bringing that culture back, because I know people must have missed it as much as I have.
Ego and Vice? I don't think so.
Culture and art.
Oh. Yes.
You dunce.
Yes. What have you done? No, yes, I agree with that 100%. And I totally could have had, or we totally could have had people on the show, on the podcast, via Zoom or the phone.
Skype,
but man, nobody was doing shit.
No, even if you could have people on, it would be the same conversation over and over again. Like, man, I miss my band. Man, I miss theater. Man, I miss art.
And from the handful of phoners that I did when Ego and Vice was, when there was no pandemic and whatever, my strength personally was always, or my comfort level was always just sitting across from somebody, kind of just like having a beer and saying, hey, so tell me about your day. And then that puts the other person in the position of like, whoa, that guy just asked me a question.
Yeah.
So you got to like, and then all of a sudden over the
course. It's more conversational.
Yeah. Over the course of the, I always said that about Ego and Vice. It was never an interview. It was more of just having a conversation with somebody. So it's like when you sit across from somebody and you ask them a question, you get more engaged than you, I don't know. It's just more interesting. Oh, excuse me. And it's more fun. I found it was more fun. If it was just me, like, always talking to someone
remotely.
Yeah. It would be like, oh, I don't really want to do this because I'm not a super social person all the time. You know what I mean? Like, I'm actually kind of a loner. Isolate. Like, I'm an introvert. What did I say the other night? That's what I said today, where I'm like an internal, internally I optimize and outwardly I pessimistic. Yeah. So I'm an outward pessimist, but an internal optimist.
Yes.
But I don't want people to know that I have internal optimism because I don't want them to think I'm a pussy.
Yes, that was your reasoning. And I kind of looked at you cockeyed like, man.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever. But yeah, that's the thing with like having people down here too. It's just I enjoy the one-on-one conversation, and I find that it's engaging and it's more interesting.
It's more personal.
And I also like halfway through when the person first showed up here and they're kind of like, I don't, you know, really know what to say, and they're kind of nervous because it's like, here's a microphone, talk about you. But halfway through, you can feel like everyone just loosen up.
Yeah.
And then you just start shooting the shit. And that's fun. And at the end of the night, or end of the show, I say, well, thanks for coming, man. I had a great time. And he or she will look at me and be like, you know what? I actually had a really good time too.
Yeah. Yeah. People warm up. They get more comfortable. And you can feel that in the conversation where people are becoming more at ease and they're telling stories. They're having just a casual discussion with you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I miss that. And knowing that that's coming back to where people will feel comfortable to be in that environment again is as exciting to me as the opportunity or the not opportunity, but the looking forward to, like, I might play a show. Like, I might actually play a gig soon.
Wouldn't that be wild?
Yeah, and just be like, and people might actually be there, and it might be okay to do that. So, I don't know. It's fun. It's just a very strange life we live.
It is, but it looks like there's opportunity and hope on the horizon, and I'm feeling, again, cautiously optimistic that we're gonna be able to start living again.
Yes,
because right now it's just like I talked to my therapist about it. It feels like a treading water thing where you're just waiting for some to either get to land or to either see land or for someone to throw you like a fucking life preserver.
Yeah.
But yeah, like we can see land. Like I can see land. Like it's new things are on the horizon and I can't wait to talk to people about it.
Yes. Well, I can wait to talk to people. Like, just random.
Some people.
Just random people? Like
no, not randos.
There's some select people I want to talk to about it.
But yes.
For me, yeah, I get it, though. Yeah, I agree with everything you just said, and it is very exciting. And I don't know. What's today? Is today the 13th?
Today is the 12th.
Tomorrow is exactly 14 days since the second
inoculation,
since the second vaccination.
Yeah.
The 10th was 2 weeks past mine, but as of tomorrow, you and I are
fully vaccinated.
I won't say in the clear because you never know what the fuck's going on in the world, but we are 5G
certified
nanobite motherfucking vax to the max.
We've been bagged and tagged.
And, you know, I think that's what a difference a year makes.
Yeah. Like, what a year this year has been.
Yeah, like it's been crazy. Like fucking to know that starting tomorrow at, let's just say the 14th, not tomorrow, but the following day, and the 14th of July, you and I basically can, I don't know, call our friends and say, hey, our other vax friends, and just say, hey, want to hang out?
Yep.
And not even bring up like, oh, well, we need to. No. Come on over.
Yeah.
Come on over. I'm going to lick your beer and then I'm going to open it and you can have it. And the worst you're going to get, hopefully, if science is, you know, led us in the right direction, is fucking hepatitis.
I was just going to say hepatitis. You're going to get the face herp. It's fine.
Yeah, that's all. That's fine. Maybe, yeah. Maybe a canker sore.
Yeah, it's fine. You can live through that. Yeah. It's not going to kill you.
Yeah.
So. It's going to be gross. It's fine.
I don't know. It's pretty exciting. And we have friends that, I have some friends that I miss a lot, you know, not only from a functioning standpoint, like band or, I guess just like the stuff you do.
Yeah, for sure.
But I also miss just being like a human being and being like, I'd love to just get a beer and talk to you about all the shitty things in my life type of shit. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I miss stuff like that. And I don't know. I'm looking forward to kind of being in the clear for that. Like if I want to call a buddy and be like, you want to go for a beer?
Yeah.
Sure. And not be like, ooh, first of all, nothing's open. Second of all,
can I check your medical history first?
And normal, I don't think normal is when they say, oh, we have the new normal and the old normal and shit like that. And new normal is like, we could finally go in restaurants and then we can go into like clubs and gross. like get sweaty and drunk and pick up whores and
that's my Saturday night.
Yeah, whether that be female or male whores or whatever, that anyone could have that conversation. But it's just like, no, it's just like, I miss my friends.
Yeah. I miss being able to be just like, I'm bored on like a, you know, whatever night and just texting someone and be like, hey, want to go grab a pint?
Yeah.
And just being able to like, fuck yeah, let's go do that.
But I also want to create with those people because some of those people are people I create stuff with, you know what I mean? Which I haven't been able to do in a long time. It's like a name drop, like Bob and Kim.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a lot of like couple friends, you know what I mean? But they're fucking awesome. And it's just like, I can't wait till we get a chance to just like fucking hang out and just like drink some beers and sit in the backyard and just like, so how you been?
Yeah. Just have actual human adult conversations with somebody else.
Like, who cares about bands? Who cares about theater? Who cares about fucking this? Who cares about that? Just that human connection of like, we're sitting in the backyard with our friends. Let's just like, how are you? You know?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I look forward to that very much.
Oh God. I don't mean to, like, we're on such a nice roll here of like,
are you going
to
ruin it?
No, I'm not going to ruin it. I'm just going to I'm going to talk about this because I told you I was going to.
Yeah.
But anyway, here's the thing you shouldn't do from my point of view. And if you think it's wrong, then fine. That's fine. But yes, the world has been in a pandemic for the last like year and a half, and we've lost touch with people, obviously, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I got a message from someone that we both know, a friend of ours, and I'm going to say that I'm not going to be like some guy. He's a friend of ours.
Yeah.
When we see him, it's just like, hey, buddy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But he's not like a, hey, you know, if you want, you could totally sleep on my couch, like, for like 2 months while your house is getting painted. You know, it's just,
we're not that kind of friends. No.
No, but we are friends too of like, I like this person. You know, I hope the best for them. But anyway, so I get a message. First time I got a message since, I actually searched it back since July 2020. So it's been about a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I didn't look how far it was back from the last time I talked, but it was probably also
a long time.
A long time. Yeah. So it's not like we have this like really tight relationship. So I get this message that says, hey man.
That it?
That's it.
Okay.
And you know, I how I feel about social media. Like I'm not 100% on top of it all the time.
How did they message you?
It was Messenger.
Oh.
Yeah. Which is not something I check all the time anyway.
No,
it's not
me
like
neither.
Email. It's not like email or email. It's not like texting. You know what I mean? So I see it like a couple days later and it's just like, oh, so-and-so texted me and it was just like, hey, man, it's like, whatever. So I didn't, it wasn't fresh in my mind like to be, oh, I should totally respond back to hey, man.
Yeah.
You know, so I just kind of let it go. And I maybe it was like a week or so later, I wrote, yo.
Yeah, that's all you, you that's know, all that was given to you. That's
like,
all you have
like
to get back.
You made the initial contact. You might have something to say. I'm sorry that it took me this long to get back to you, but yo.
Yeah.
Like, respond to hey, man. Yo. Go about my life. Because I got lots going on in my life. I literally work fucking 7 days a week. I fucking am absolutely overboard with shit in my life. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
During the 13th hour of my 6th day of my 7 day stretch, when I'm stressed out and I'm thinking about my bills and I'm thinking about my family and I'm thinking about my friends and I'm thinking about my vaccinations and I'm thinking about my the pandemic life and I'm thinking about my band and I'm thinking about our podcast and I'm thinking about your fucking career and I'm thinking about your health and I'm thinking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The last thing in the back of my mind is, hey man, am I a cold, cold, awful person?
No.
So anyway, today, you and I, our first day off, the only day off we have all week together.
Yes.
We decide to jump in the car, drive to Merrickville, sit down, have a nice lunch, which we did, eat some nice sandwiches, have a nice cold pint of beer, and then walk around. We got some gelato. I bought a record. We bought some nice mustards.
Mm-hmm. I got some incense and candles.
Yeah. And we went to the locks. We sat on a patio, a picnic table. The sun was shining. We looked at each other and we're like, you know, this is a really beautiful day. My phone goes, bloop, bloop. I'm like, hang on. I look at it. That girl, are you mad at me? Did I do something to piss you off? Do you hate me? Like, last time we talked, it was, like, really weird. So I looked at that. I sat there and I looked at it for a minute. You were actually in. I'm kind of splicing up the timeline. You were in getting a coffee because we were going to head home. But regardless, all the beautiful day, wonderful, not thinking of anything, a beautiful separation from work. From the machine.
The hubbub of
and I gotta look at
city
this,
life.
And I'm looking at this I'm looking at this message from this DM message. And I don't dislike this person. I think they are a really good person deep down. They mean well and they have like tons of potential in their life. But I'm looking at this thing and I immediately said, what the fuck, man? We're all like adults here. I'm 47 years old. If that's a shock to you people, I don't think it is because I've always been honest on this podcast. And this person is like pushing 30. And I'm literally getting a text on my phone saying, are you mad at me? So I didn't know what to say. So I just left it alone. And I told you immediately, I'm like, you never believe what just happened to me. Right?
Yeah.
And I shut it out of my brain, which I should have. And we drove home and we went grocery shopping and we bought some beers. And then we were sitting outside and we were watching funny videos and we were having a wonderful time. And I ended up writing a thing back and I just said, look, I'm not going to go through like word for word, but it was just like, dude, if you're sending me a text, a random message saying, are you mad at me? There's something you need to kind of like look inward and say, why am I sending this? Is this going to affect the person that I'm sending it to at all? You know what I mean? And I said, I have a lot going on in my life right now, and I don't have the time. Like, my, like I'm not going to use an excuse, like family excuse, but seriously, I've had losses in my family, the pandemic, I've been broke, I've lost, like, you know what I mean? It's been fucking... It's been hard. It's been a very consuming fucking year. And it's just like I said, look, I don't even know what to say.
You can't coddle. Yeah, I can't coddle you.
It's like, anyway, let me collect myself here. But it's just like, I said to him, just like, cut people some slack. It's not all about you. If you send someone a message and you say, hey, and that person doesn't get back to you, don't immediately drop a fucking guilt bomb on them saying, oh, you must hate me or you must not like me because the last time we talked to us. That has nothing to do with the person you're sending a message to. That has everything to do with you trying to clear your fucking insecurities. And that's not fair. And you shouldn't do that because you should think you're a grown-ass person. You're an adult. And I know... because I know you. I know you. You live in nostalgia and you love it when you were like, things were easier when you were younger and stuff like that. But man, embrace growing up and don't burden other people with your hangups. If you seriously, seriously have an issue, call me. Don't fucking text me. Call me and say, Mike, I'm really, really, really having a problem. I need to talk to you. And I will fucking... drop everything I'm doing and I will talk to you. But if you write, hey, you, or hey, man, and then a week later ask if I hate you, fuck off. That's all I have to say. You know what would have been, you know, all that person had to do was write 2 weeks ago. Hey, Mike, I know things have been crazy. It's the pandemic. I haven't talked to anybody. Feeling kind of nuts. I'm sure... I hope your life is going any better. You know what? I'd really like to speak to you. Give me a shout. I would call that guy back that day. Hey, man. Who gives a fuck? Anyway, that's my 2 cents on that. Dude, out there, I don't mean to put you under the microscope or make you feel like a bag of shit. But, dude, your actions... or your words or everything, even though it may seem like you're just kind of reaching out, which is awesome, but sometimes you just got to reach out. And if you want to talk to me, call me. You have my number, obviously. But don't dump it back on me. Like, I hate you because I haven't taken the time out of my fucking crazy life to respond to your monosyllabic, hey, fucking man.
I don't know what, I mean, I'm not devil's advocate, but I'm just trying to be logical about it in that I'm like, I don't know what response they would have been looking for from just a hey man. Like, what would have made them happy? Be like, oh, outpouring of like, tell me your life story. Tell me everything. It's just like, well, then why didn't you open it up again? Why didn't you open up with that? Like, hey, man. How are you? I've been insert year here.
Well, because I don't think I'm that person in that guy's life though. Mm. I'm not the first go-to for him. I don't know. Like, I understand you're reaching out, and if you need to reach out, I'm here for you. But just like say something more than "Hey, man." That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, that's fair.
And now the fucking thing is now. Now I feel fucking bad because I was honest with the kid.
You feel bad now?
I have enthusiasm and regrets for 50-50 for everything I do.
Wow.
Yeah. So, no, I guess I don't. Sometimes, you know, I'm sorry. All right, I'll talk to him directly right now. I'll just address him directly. Hey, dude, I'm sorry if that kind of fucking pinched a nerve, but hey, man, you set that shit up, and if you can't talk directly on I don't know, if you don't know what to type, call me. And I'd rather have you on the phone going, hey, man. I'd be like, hey, dude. And you're just silent. I'd be like, hey, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Silent, silent. Hey, man, if you don't want to talk, you don't have to. But if you just want to sit on the phone, we can do that, too. Silent. You know what I mean? Other than then fucking, hey, man, on fucking goddamn text, and then expect me to jump and say, oh, yay, everything's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
You. I'm gonna cater to you. So you don't have to sit at home and feel like everyone hates you. I'm 14 years old. Hey, man. Sorry. That was out of line because, you know, mental illness is a motherfucker. And if you're like 30 years old and you think everyone hates you, then maybe it's more than... Anyway.
That was... I get where you're coming from.
You know what I'm saying. Now I'm just speaking from the heart. And if you guys don't like what I have to say, then I'm sorry, but you know, shit comes into my brain and I say it out loud. So whatever. That's what makes me me.
And you're the one with the microphone.
And I'm the one with the microphone. Like Frank Turner. What's that line? From I knew Prufrock Murdoch before he got famous.
Shit.
I'm the one with the microphone, so you better they'll see something.
But and I'm the one who's got the microphone.
Yeah, right. And
yeah. Yeah, right. Maybe we'll have to play that.
Hey, man. Hey, I wish you the best, bud. If you want to talk, give me a shout. You want to judge me through text for the response I've had, that's your call, too. But I don't hate you, and I'm not mad at you. Until you wrote that thing, then I got mad at you slightly, but you wouldn't stop me from talking to you. But if you want to talk, ring my, like, fucking call my number.
Yeah.
And we'll have a nice conversation. Mm-hmm. And there'll be no misunderstanding because at least it's person to person.
Yeah.
So
that's a good idea.
We'll leave that alone now, eh?
I think that's a good idea.
All right. No, I don't hate you. No, I'm not mad at you. Just give me a call. We'll catch up. So maybe on this note, we should play some Frank Turner.
I think that'd be a very good idea.
All right. This is Frank Turner. This is a live version. Hopefully I can find it. If it's not, then it's the studio version. It's I knew Prufrock before he got famous.
This is one of my favorites.
Oh, it's the best. Life is about love, lost minutes and lost evenings. The fire in our bellies.
And furtive little feelings.
Yeah. All right. Ego and Vice, episode 75.
Let's begin at the beginning. We're lovers and we're losers. We're heroes and we're pioneers. And we're beggars and we're choosers. We're skirting around the edges of the ideal demographic. We're almost on the guest list, but we're always stuck in traffic. We've watched our close associates up and play that part. They're chatting up the it girls and they're tearing up the charts. While we were playing with coppers to get our rounds into the bar. We're the C team, we're the almost famous old friends of the stars. Good evening, Nottingham, how you doing? Now Johnson is the last of the great romantic poets. He's the only one among us who is ever gonna make it. And we planned the revolution from a cheap Southampton bistro. I don't remember details, but there were English boys with banjos. Tears us and Georgie standing on a wooden chair. And he sings songs, he slays dragons, but he's losing all his hair. And Adam is the resurrected spirit of Graham Parsons. In blood instead of grindstone, and living in South London, and no one's really clear about Tommy's job description. It's pretty clear he's vital to the whole damn operation. The deep danger smiles at strangers, trees the safest girl I know. Someone hops for scamper up to victory in the city we call home. But we won't change our ways.
75.
All right, so episode 75. What a son of a bitch.
What a journey this has been.
Yeah.
Do you have any
highlights?
Yeah, do you have any highlights? Do you have any favorite moments?
Well, there was this one time when we were drinking Prosecco. It was a blah. No. Yeah, of course I have highlights. I have highlights of when I started the... Oh, you know what? We shouldn't go too deep into this because we should save this for like 100. But but I will step back a little bit and say, yeah, I remember, you know, I remember starting this podcast on a whim and just going like, I'm going to start a podcast. And
look at you now.
Oh, no. See, it's so layered because we did the Ohio and Irish show before
we started
Ego and Vice.
We started that first.
I started Ego and Vice after my feet were already kind of dipped.
Yep.
Oh, okay. One day that we'll have either Ohio and Irish show or an Ego and Vice when we just like really break down the facts and get down to the, like the nitty gritty of it all. Where it all came from, but yeah, that's not tonight because I don't know that off the cuff to talk about that shit. I don't know, it's too much. There's too much history. There's too much story. Yeah. But yeah, the podcast has been a such a crazy thing. Like I know, like everybody and their dog. Like my cat just started a podcast. You know that? Yeah, it's called the Tomcast.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, it's like Tomcast, and he goes on, and he goes, meow, 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 and he had Cardi B on.
Oh, that's so nice. Was she also going meow, meow, meow?
It's not nice. It's not nice. It's dope.
Oh.
Sick. It's sick. No, but podcasts, like, you can take them or leave them, but regardless of anyone who listens to them, and like, there's like, oh, God, another podcast. Until you start doing a podcast, you don't really understand how, like, fun and, like, therapeutic it is to, like, sit in front of a, especially if you have like, when I first started, like when I was doing it by myself, like it was very, very awesome to have guests on to talk to, because then I felt like I was like, wow, like people might actually listen to this, because the person, they're not going to listen to me, they want to listen to the
they
person.
They want to listen to this
they
guy.
They want to listen to the person who's on the show. So I won't say I was using that format to kind of like boost the thing, but what the fuck, that's what you do.
That's what it was for.
Yeah, but now it's just like I haven't had a guest on in so long, but it's so nice to every once in a while and have like a co-host, which is you, where you're like the closest person in my life. So it's just, it's so nice to just sit here and shoot the shit. And unless you do a podcast, another podcast, it's like, you should try it before you just be like, oh, this fucking whatever, man.
No, I love doing well, I say I love doing podcasts, but I also loved having a live journal. So that's, I think that says a lot about, me and liking to record things and not necessarily enjoying the sound of my own voice, but like having a place to just sort of talk.
Mm.
I love it.
Yeah. Well, the thing is with this podcast too, it's like, I'm sure a lot of podcasts have like formats. When I used to have guests on, I'd literally like script out exactly what was going on. But since that is not kind of happening now, we just kind
it's
of
just been free
we
form.
Literally hit record and be like, so
what's going on,
you know? And if we talk about things you're not interested in, regardless, it's just like, it's like the daily life of whatever. But to keep it going for 75 episodes, like some people do that in a year, like Joe Rogan has like what, 4,000 episodes or some bullshit. Dude,
that guy's an animal.
I started this like 4 years ago and now I have 75 episodes and we're still doing it. So
mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty fucking cool.
It is.
What are you doing that you started 4 years ago that you're still doing?
Yeah.
Making children?
Gross.
So what?
Anybody can forget to use a condom. Yeah. It's not a big deal.
That's right. So, I'm hungry.
Yeah, I could eat.
Yeah.
We ate like jerks earlier today and then we had gelato and now I'm hungry again.
Yeah, so what our day was is that we woke up. I picked you up.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Merrickville.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a wonderful little village, I guess you would call it technically, outside of Ottawa. I don't know if it's like west or like southwest or northwest. I don't know. Southwest maybe? Fuck it. But it's just like this strip. And I guess it's like people live there and stuff, but it's like this nice little strip, and they have a couple of restaurants, and they have like a couple of shops.
The kind of shops where you would spell them S-H-O-P-P-E.
Yeah, shops. Where you can buy, like, they have like a Christmas ornament store, and they have places where you can buy beard care and incense.
Mm-hmm. They have a, what's the place called? It's like the something witch, and it's like all apothecary stuff.
The Wick Witch?
Wick Witch. Yes, I think that's it.
Yeah, right? And you buy soaps, like soaps and
incense and homemade.
Yeah, they have a record store, which we talked about earlier, where I bought my Bob and Doug. They have an ice creamery.
They've got a bookstore that was closed.
Yeah, and they have a fudgery,
which was also closed.
Well, yeah, we went on a Monday. I guess you're supposed to.
I didn't even think about
any
that.
Other day. But one of the main things to go to Merrickville for is the fudge.
Mm.
The fucking place was closed.
Bummer.
Yeah. So
that's all right. We got a good lunch at the Gilded Goose.
The Goose and the Gridiron.
Oh, the Goose and the Gridiron.
Yeah, it was like a pub.
Yeah, we had a fine sandwich and a beverage, and then we walked around a bit and had some ice cream. Or sorry, some gelato. It was gelato. My first gelato.
Gelato, first gelato. Yeah, my whole thing was like, you were like, oh, I just want to get some ice cream. I'm like, Jesus Christ, it's like you can get ice cream anywhere. It's like, if you get gelato in Merrickville, you'd say, when was the first time you had gelato? You'd be like, oh, it's that time in Merrickville.
Mm-hmm.
You get ice cream, you'll never remember that cone. You'll never remember that ice cream. It's just like, just another ice cream cone.
Well, now I want to try other gelatos.
Yeah. It was good.
It was delicious.
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
We each asked for one scoop and a cone, and they ended up giving us two scoops and a cone.
And they smashed that cone.
It was smashed in there.
Full of gelato.
It was nice.
I had Berrylicious, and you had...
I had Donatella Chocolate Hazelnut.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was very good.
And it was warm, and it was a hot day. But, yeah, it's nice to be able to go out and get some stuff done. It'd be nice to go to Montreal soon when
that
we're
allowed. Would be absolutely lovely. We got to go back to Pizzeria Napoletana.
Yeah.
Get those meatballs
and
pizza.
Get the meatballs.
Yep. Get those hot oils.
Oh, and oils. Yeah, hoyles.
Hoyles.
No, they have a store. They have like a gift shop across the street from the restaurant where you can buy all the...
Yep. All the fixins.
Souses and oils and... stuff like that.
Delicious. So. And they have so many good record shops and like vintage shops in Montreal. I just want to go and do all the things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I definitely want to too. It's just, you got to wait till
it's safe.
Wait till everything is like, I want everything to just kind of be normal again. You know, like back on just like, okay.
Yeah. Like when things start to actually open up, which I think is in a couple days in Ontario at least.
Friday.
That's wild. Yeah. I would want to give it at least a week just to see how everybody handles everything before I go out and do stuff.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Or just fucking go
Or just go do it. I guess. I mean, like, we're fully vaxxed, right?
Yep. Yep. And there's, like, a variant. There's, like, the Delta variant or some bullshit. Mm. But, man, I look at the numbers, too, and we have zero patients with COVID in the hospitals.
That's insane.
Yeah. So... And but it's been open for a month now, 2 weeks, 3 weeks of people just like, cause I drive around because I do the Uber, of see just like patios just packed, crowded, everyone's out.
Mm-hmm.
You go to Lansdowne and they're just like fucking all over
they're
each other.
Smashed in there.
And we have zero patients of COVID in the hospital. So I'm just like, I'm done.
Just do it.
I'm ready.
Yep.
Just get it open and... COVID's never going away. It's never going away. There's always going to be whatever, but this whole vaccine thing was huge.
Yes.
And if you don't get vaccinated, you should get COVID and probably die. Well, I don't mean that.
Let's just say you should just go get vaccinated. You don't want to feel sick, do you? Great.
If
go
you
get a vaccination.
If you don't get vaccinated, just, like, what the fuck, man? Like, then stay home.
Stay away. Just stay away from me, then.
Yeah, stay home and live your life in your little weird, no mask, no vax bubble. and be like, I don't need any of that stuff.
I believe that bubble is called denial.
The government is... While the rest of us who are vaccinated, like, assimilate back into, like, normal life.
Reinvigorate the economy.
Yeah, and be like, yay, hey, look at you. You're vaccinated. I'm vaccinated. There's no robots inside of me. let's go out and enjoy our lives before we die eventually, you know?
Yeah.
And then there's that one person who's like, fucking government can't tell me what to do. I've no mask, no vax. Stay fucking home because, yeah, you know what?
Just stay away from
realistically, me. Regardless of like choice in life, it's just, you just suck.
Yeah, you're already not someone I want to hang out with.
Yeah, because the beauty of it is like once you're vaccinated, the last thing, like within like a month, you forget that you're vaccinated and you're just living your life. You're the one who's still sitting at home going, no, this and no, that. It's just like, dude, you suck. You suck.
Boo.
Yeah. And then you'd say, well, you're just sheep in the, fuck it, man.
Oh, no, sorry. Sheeple.
Yeah, but you know what? If 80% of the population agree with each other, how is that like sheeple? That's like a community.
Yeah.
You're the fucking sheeple because you're part of the minority who just like, me and 12 other people refuse to get vaxxed. That's
because
the
of
sheep.
Because of something I read on Facebook or something that Dr. Oz said. Like, yeah, that's some sheeple shit.
That's the sheep because you just fucking are dumb. You know, 80% is a community. It's a neighborhood. It's a population. It's a fucking understanding. It's a oneness. You're the sheep. You're the fucking, you're the 12 people in the fence. Anyway, whatever. Flip.
Yep.
Oh, whatever. Who cares? Yep. When the vaccine turns to glass and my veins harden and I drop dead and they call me the Statue Boy, then I'll take all that
then
back.
You'll concede.
Yeah, I'll take all that back. But until then, I'm going to go out for a beer.
That sounds good. Yeah. I'll be there.
Yeah. Anyway, what else you got? Should we eat dinner?
Yeah. Do you want to eat some dinner? We're going to eat some delicious barbecue and we're going to watch some wrestling.
Yeah, I had some stuff on the barbecue. We went to the boy today, the farm boy. We got some sausages. We got some chicken.
We got some fine mustards from the mustard store in Merrickville.
And we got some mustards, and we're going to do some Dunkin'. And we made a big fat fucking salad, and good night. So.
Good night and good luck.
Good night. What was the Truman Show? Good morning, good afternoon, good night.
And if I don't see you, good evening. Good morning, go evening, good evening, and good night, or something like that.
Go fuck yourself.
And go fuck yourself.
All right. Well, this is episode 75. Thanks for hanging out with us. If you want to find us, you can go to Spotify, Deezer, iTunes, whatever you wherever you want to search for your podcasting fucking stuff.
And if you're looking for more pop culture, you can always find old episodes of The Ohio and Irish Show.
Where? I'm not sure yet, but we'll keep you abreast of that information. All right, take care. This is episode 75, Ego and Vice.
I'm Steph.
I'm Mike.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You've got a real attitude problem, McFly. You're a slacker.